sugar and things like that were pretty...
The sugar was one of the tightest things we had in cigarettes. Old Dad had certain customers, not certain customers, but good customers that would get the first dubs on cigarettes. But that was, and then he'd always, every time he got cigarettes in, when he could get them, he'd always open up about 10 or 12 packs and put them in a cigar box. And those he sold individually, a penny a piece. The cigarettes were selling for about 15 cents a pack. Yeah. That's with all the taxes and everything. And he could sell them by the individual, and that was, he'd get 20 cents. And Raleigh coupons, I'll never forget, I was one of those, when I was, I guess I was in high school then, when they changed the coupons and they declared all the old coupons null and void. Because every pack of Raleighs and Kools and I don't know what other cigarettes, Wings or something, they had two complimentary coupons on the inside of the carton. Well, nobody bought cigarettes by the carton. It was always by the pack. And I used to save the coupons. And I had, no telling how many I had. I don't know what I was saving them for. To this day, I don't know what I was saving them for. But they discontinued them and declared all the old ones null and void. And I was brokenhearted.
Could have bought yourself a car with them.
Oh, no telling. I know I had boxes of them.
What about, do you remember when flour used to come in big?
Flour was in 100-pound sacks.
Okay.
That was another thing that came. Salt was always packaged. I can't ever remember bulk salt. But flour was, that was a mess. And the rats used to love to get in flour.
Yeah. Well, did you ever remember anything coming in a wooden bag?
Yes.
Molasses?
No. Pickles. It wasn't a full barrel, it was about a half barrel, about maybe 2.5 foot high.
Yeah.
But it came in a wooden barrel and it was dill pickles. I remember Dad having to break the top out of them.
Crackers?
No crackers.
Okay.
I don't remember crackers. There's always the red, white, and blue. What is it? National Biscuit Company? The Briscoe crackers? I can remember those. And there was a blue and white crispy crackers. I can remember those, but they always were packaged. I don't remember before then.
About your house, did you have a room up under the top of the house?
No.
Didn't have
We didn't have a loft at all, a loft room at all. In fact, I don't remember any house that did.
Okay. What about, do you remember, what houses here, how did you get from the first to the second floor? Most of the houses.
I don't remember many two-story houses.
You don't?
I really don't. I can't remember anyone that I knew up in, the Singletary's out on the lake had a two-story house. Big colonial house right next to the interstate.
What lake?
City Park Lake.
There was an interstate then?
Well, the interstate, no, is where the interstate is now.
Okay.
But the Singletary's and one of Dad's customers, I used to have to deliver groceries there on the bike. But they had a two-story house, but as far as two-story houses, until I was married and had a garage apartment, I don't remember anything of being two stories. In fact, we don't have any two-story houses in Baton Rouge. They're few and far between.
Why? Because of the...
They're really not that economical here. Now in some of the newer subdivisions, you